Hey y'all. We'll be right back. Hey y'all. We're going to be on in about 8 minutes, but I will let you know the topic we're going to be talking on tonight. Really, the topic is my husband's whole page. He has some posts on his page that started good conversation. I won't say started some mess, but started good conversation. A conversation that a lot of us need to have. As single women, married women in search of a boo, you know, or don't care for a boo, you know, the order of the relationship, who should propose? So we're going to talk about all of that tonight, okay? So I want y'all to just keep the lock right here. All Sisters United, we will be right back. Welcome back. Okay, so tonight, my husband's page, again, is like on fire. It's on fire. I've been watching his post the first half of this week, and all of this happened after he got out of Facebook jail. I'm lying. He was always starting something. I don't want to call it mess, but it is a good conversation. Okay. And so I said, Sister Tonight is the perfect show to talk about these things that's been happening on my husband's page. Hopefully he'll go in his phone and he will send this show to some of those ladies that were commenting on his post on Facebook. Now, everything my husband posts, I don't agree with. Why? Because we all have the right to our own opinion. Hey, Tiff, what's going on, girl? What's going on? Tiff, I need you to make me a pillow. I need you to make me a pillow. So I'm gonna go to his page right quick. And let me tell y'all something. Like I say, my husband is colorful. We like to call straightforward people colorful. We call them colorful people. But he likes to say whatever he feels and whatever's on his mind and whatever's right for him. Okay? It's wisdom sometimes just opinion. And everybody needs to know each other's opinion, you know. I think that it's a good thing for people to be able to express themselves. Let me put it that way. So he has some posts, and this morning, the reason I wanted to share it, this morning I was riding to work, and the topic that they were talking about was, should a woman propose? So I need for people to comment below. Please share this because I want to hear people's opinion. Please share this and put, when you share it in your messages, make sure you put, should a woman propose? Okay, because I want to know how you feel about a woman proposing. On the show this morning, on the radio show this morning, someone said, no, it's the man's job to propose. That's the order of God. And I didn't see in the Bible where it said, where God said that the man had to propose. But I did read that it said a man that findeth a wife. Now, okay, he found his wife, you know. And so tradition says, since he's the one that got to find her, then he's the one that needs to propose. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Okay. I want to know. I want to know what love is. And I know I'm going to have some good questions. Tiff, what do you think about it? Should a woman propose? Should a woman take the initiative if she see what she wants? Should she? One person said that if she knew they were going to get married anyway, why not propose? Now, on Love and Hip Hop, Christy and what's his name? Oh, my God, I forgot this man's name. Christy has tried to propose a number of times to her man and have not gotten married yet. Okay? So... hey, girl, the question is, first of all, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, trying to get into some of these hot topics my husband done posted on his page. And one of the topics that's going all around is on social media. And I heard it on the radio on 92.1 this morning. So I said it'll be a great topic to talk about on the show. So. The question that was on the show this morning was, should a woman propose? How do you feel about, let me say, like, how do you feel about a woman proposing?
A woman, let me be funny real quick.
A woman proposed to me.
She can propose a business offer. She can propose bills. She can propose, you know, laundry chores, but she ain't proposing marriage.
Okay, elaborate.
a woman, okay, first of all, marriage is supposed to be where the man is the head. The Bible said when a man finds a wife, not when a woman finds a husband. So it's kind of like a force for a woman to propose to a man. Why? I just don't. It kind of takes away the authority when it comes from the man being the head. I don't think it's formal for a woman to propose to a man. I don't think that's formal.
Okay, well, one of the comments that was made on the show this morning was, okay, we had the same point of view that you have. And then a guy said that he don't think anything's wrong with a woman proposing. You know, she saw what she wanted and she proposed, you know, especially if they're in a relationship together or whatever. And he don't see anything wrong with it. He said he's still the head. He don't understand why the question is such a big deal. You know, it's such a big deal who asked the question. Both people still have to say, okay, yes, yes or no. So right. he didn't see a problem with that. He didn't think it took anything from his manhood or anything like that. So, Tiffany, what do you think? She's in our comment. Tiff is always on here.
Hello.
So wait, Tiff, tell us what you think. Those of you that are watching on Facebook, please drop a comment. I'm trying to get some insight on how people feel about a woman proposing. Does it take the authority? Is it out of order? You know, do you think God is against it? What is it? What's going on in your mind? How do you feel about it? What's going on? Most of the opinions that I've heard are it just don't look good for a woman to be down on one knee. It don't look right. It's just not right. Tradition is a man asks a woman. That's tradition. That's what a lot of people are saying. So we'll leave that question on the screen. Somebody type it in for me and in the comment. If it's not on there, I'll post it and see what people say. Now, let's get to some of these posts that my husband put. Now, my husband, I don't know what was going on with him today. My Lord. But he posted some stuff. So, and he got a lot of comments, which I think he's gonna end up back in Facebook jail. I really do think he's going to end up back in Facebook jail. But it's okay. Okay, so the first question. Okay, we got a comment from Tiffany. Well, it's your preference, but for me, a man should always ask a woman. All right. Yeah. Okay. Post one. Moving on in life without ever truly healing from past life trauma will doom your future. Weigh in. How do you feel about that?
Wait a minute. What say it again?
Moving on in life without ever truly healing from past life trauma will doom your future.
I agree as well.
I agree because, well, I agree to a certain extent.
Yeah, I agree.
Because nobody is ever completely healed. To me, nobody is ever completely healed. Something can never completely heal until your mate comes. That because it's something you don't know that there until that mate is there, and you have to face a challenge, and then you realize, wait a minute. I'm tripping, you know. So I think it's some things that heal when your mate comes. That's just how I feel about it. I don't think it's doomed. I think that if a person has the attitude that they don't want to get counseling or that they don't want to heal or this just the way I am, I think the relationship is doomed. I think it depends on people's attitude when when it comes to healing. Because some folk don't think they need to be healed. They think they all right, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say some things come to surface when you get married. When I feel as though that some people don't know they need healing until some things come about in a relationship or marriage. You know, and it's all depending on the person, where if they are willing to work towards healing and dealing with the issue versus not want to deal with it, don't want to talk about it, and just live on, continue living with the pain. So I think it do have an effect on the relationship, whether you want to take an initiative to go through the process of healing versus you wanting to continue to carry what you're feeling. Yeah. But if you're not willing to heal, then you don't need to be in a relationship. I feel like you don't need to be in a relationship because you're gonna ruin that person's life when you carrying all the things that you're carrying and you just choose to stay the way you are and don't see that there is an issue within yourself. You need to stay single because you're gonna ruin that person. You're gonna cause a lot of problems. You need to just be by yourself.
and not wanting to compromise and not wanting to, because the bottom line is, just like you said, if you are not that person that wants to compromise or wants to be with someone, just be honest and stay by yourself. Right. You know, stay by yourself. But when you welcome somebody else into your life, you know, and you say you want them to love all there is to love about you, you know, but everything is wrong with the other person, you know, but you don't want to hear about what's going on with you. You should, like Gloria said, I agree. You should be by yourself.
Right.
You should be by yourself, because I'm going to tell you something about relationships. Relationships cause stuff to come to the surface. It's going to happen. You know, attitude, some of the things that you do, you know, that's not right or that's not healthy will be revealed. When you by yourself, there's no revelation. There's nobody there for you to be accountable to. That's why some people like to stay by themselves, because I don't want drama and I don't want to deal with your stuff. And honestly, they don't want to deal with theirs, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying everybody is like that, but that's the reason why some people stay single. Because when you decide I'm going to get in something with somebody, guess what? That person is going to pick up on some things in your life. And if they love you, they're going to tell you about it. They're going to tell you. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something about this man I'm married to. Jesus be offended all around me every day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Come on.
When I say a grown man, he grown. You understand me? And if he sees something going on me, he going to say it. You know, and I'm going to tell y'all, let's be real, ladies. When these men get to talking about blah, 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 wampa, 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 baby, look, your whole top of your head want to blow off because they got flaws too. But at the same time, let's work on our stuff together. My biggest thing is, if you could tell me what my problem is, quote unquote, then I should be able to tell you that's love. So when you get in a relationship, if you're in a real true love relationship, you should be able to tell each other the truth. Not sugarcoat, not playing no games. Not you know, playing around, you know, come on.
Mm-hmm.
They know, I mean, like I say, healing. Sometimes it's some things that can only be healed when you're connected with the one that God made you for, or you were made. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
When you connected with your rib cage, ladies. Can I say that again? Because some of us don't understand. We are a rib. He made us from a rib, from a rib cage. So if we are a rib, then it's a lot of things that won't fall in place until that rib is connected to that rib cage.
Right.
You understand? Because I'm going to tell you something. My God. And I love the Lord and preach the gospel. But when I'm at home, I'm Janice. And that's James. And James is, listen, James is something else. But I love my honey, you know. After I put the top back on my head and I calm down off of it, I sit down and say, you know, when you said this, mm-hmm. you know, but we run from that type of conversation with our mates. We do. And we should.
And I think that you should be with someone who brings the best out of you. Someone who challenges your personality.
That's right.
And if you, I mean, I just feel like if somebody is with you and they can't get the best out of you, or you can't get the best out of them, then the relationship won't be as fruitful.
Mm.
Or the marriage won't be as fruitful. But when you're trying to be superior to your partner, or you're trying to be like, oh, I'm a, like, if you just trying to cause confusion, then that's different, you know.
Yeah,
but when,
yeah.
but when somebody is trying to learn you, or you trying to learn someone's behavior, you know, and their pattern and the things they do, you know, it's good to challenge your partner. It's good to see what's their weakness. It's good to see what's their strength. You know, that's how you guys can build and grow together.
That's right. That's right. And piggybacking off of what you said, you know, it's okay to humble ourselves to one another.
Right.
You with somebody that you can't humble yourself to, you need to rethink who you with. You know, mm-hmm. if you with somebody that you can't humble yourself to, somebody please put that in the message. if you can't, I'm serious. I'm gonna say it again, because some of us are so wound up inside and so angry, so in our head about stuff, mm-hmm. till the person that we are with, you build a wall between you and them.
Right.
But you have to be able to humble yourself, which takes trust. If you don't trust the person that you are with, I'm talking about finance, love, or whatever the relationship is made up of. You're going to have a hard time. You're going to have a hard time. Because I promise you, and y'all know me and my husband transparent. I promise you, some of the stuff that my husband say, it's not what he said, it's the way he say it. Baby, let me tell you, brick, 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 brick. Then the Lord comes in and rebukes me. The Lord comes in and rebukes me and says, now humble yourself and hear what he really said. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, my God, we didn't hear what they really said. And it's the same way, man, if a wife is talking to her husband, if a husband is talking to his wife, y'all two are supposed to have a different type of conversation than you would have if it was just your homeboy or your homegirl. A conversation between a man and woman that's in a relationship should be on a different level than if y'all are just strangers or a homegirl and homeboy. Y'all are supposed to say, let me take my walls down. Let me humble myself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times in a relationship, it's hard to do that if you have destroyed trust, if you have damaged the relationship in any way. And if it's at that point, now it's time for counseling. You need to get a mediator. You need to get somebody that will sit with you and that will be able, they can hear clearly and help you communicate with each other. Because when anger is there, you cannot communicate effectively because the other person is going to always hear something else. That's just, right. I'll just tell you, this is just the way it is.
Right.
So counseling is always good. I'm going to go to the next one after Glory makes a comment. You want to comment, Glory?
I just want to say counseling is necessary if it's hard for you to communicate with your partner by yourself. Like if you don't have the courage to kind of express yourself, I think that it's good for you to go to counseling. But at the same time, like who wants to keep going to counseling because you don't know how to talk?
But see that
I'm just saying, like who wanna keep, why we gotta keep really, involving somebody?
But this is the thing. It's not about the talking. You get to the root of why you can't, why you refuse to hear what hear the truth. You get to the, you break down walls and counseling help, like I say, it's a mediator that helps you really understand what a person is saying. And it's crazy, it sounds crazy, but we got a lot of, people got a lot of issues. We have a lot of issues. We have a lot of anger. We have a lot of bitterness. People have done things to us. People have, left us for dead, right? Let's be real. And when the real mate comes, it's so much garbage that your rib cage has to swim through to get to your authentic you. Till it's good to have somebody there in between you guys saying, okay, did you hear what she said? Repeat back to me what she said, right? Did you hear what she said? Repeat that. Because I'm going to tell you, James will say something and then I'll say, you said blah, blah, blah. He said, I did not say that. But I said what I interpreted from what he said instead of what he actually said to me.
Right.
So it's important. If that relationship is valuable, counseling shouldn't be a big deal. But some folk don't want you. They think, oh, you finna get in my head. No, I'm finna sweep the garbage out of your head so that you can can get the relationship.
Yes. I agree.
Okay. So the next post he put, there are good men out here and a good woman and good women out here. Why is it so hard to have good, healthy relationships? It's good men out here and it's good women out here. Why is it so hard for to have good relationships? One of my comments was that just because this person is good and this person is good, don't mean they belong together.
Right.
Don't mean they do things up. So
I agree. And some you can be good, he can be good, she can be good, but we're not compatible. We're not good together.
We're not good together.
You get what I'm saying? So it's not so much of why healthy people can't be in a relationship. If I'm healthy or she healthy, why we can't be in a relationship? It's all about purpose.
Yeah.
Relationship, just like Adam and Eve, when God created Adam, he created Eve for a purpose. He just didn't put him with any woman. It's all about purpose. You just can't be with somebody because they good. Okay. Mm-hmm. What fruit can they add to you? You know what I'm saying? Like what value does this person have that adds value to you? You get what I'm saying? So it's like vice versa. You just can't be just good and be healthy, with another healthy person. It has to have a purpose. There has to be some type of destiny, in the midst of that relationship.
In the midst. I think about that post is that post. If we really, in the words of that can help somebody if they really listen to what he was saying. When I read it, I thought about this. I thought about people who get together, like you said, it's for purpose. It's a higher, you have to see beyond if the person look good. Oh, we two good looking people. Oh, we got good jobs. We out here making it. We would fit perfect together. I'm from there too. I like football. You know, we gonna get together. It has to be more a deeper connection, because a lot of relationships, these people are starting off a shallow on shallow ground. You gotta look. I want to see you. Like I always say this, I want to see you when you mad. I want to see if you can save money. I want to see how you treat your mama. I want to see how you treat your sisters. Some people say what they got to do with it, a whole lot. I want to know what you did in your last relationship, what ran that woman off. You understand me? Because them first 3 months is your representative. My husband says that. after that 3 months, you can't pretend no more. I want to see who you are after that 3 months. I want to take my time. So if I do decide that we're going to be there, I don't care. Look, it's just like people in church. I see people in church get married all the time because he a preacher or she could sing or she'll bless my ministry. Oh, she did. But when y'all get home, you can't stand each other. You good people. Oh, when you get home, that's my car, and that's my when people. When you ain't in front of folk, wash my dishes, clean my house, and you cussing her out and all kinds of stuff. But when you in front of people, you are just a picture of the perfect power couple. That's why I can't deal with that power couple thing, because that's the reason a lot of these people don't know how to really be in a real marriage, is because everybody is showing this, like James said, this representative. You know, they are on Facebook. They got the matching T-shirts. They got the pictures. Hey, let's be real with each other. If you want to be a counselor, if you want to be a person that says these things on Facebook, live it for real. Oh, I got a song. For real. Live it for real in front of people so people can have an example. You know, I came up in a household where parents didn't talk about stuff or do stuff in front of the kids. And when the kids grew up, they didn't know how to be in a relationship either. Mm-hmm. You have to, this whole world, this life is a boot camp. It really is. It's a training camp. It's a boot camp. And we have to learn and glean from each other, you know, to be strong.
Yep. I agree with you. Totally. I completely agree with you. I mean, I just believe. Oh, this is what I was going to say. Somebody had said, you look on Facebook, social media, and you see these two people together, and they look so cute and, you know, so good together. And they was like, I bet he don't even open the door for her when she get in the car.
Listen, that's real. That's real. When you said that, I was like, girl, that's real.
Like, that for is so real. It is.
It's just like when you see these dudes always telling these women, compliment these women all across Facebook. You looking good. All right now. Watch out now. And they don't even compliment their own woman. They have, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You know,
they always want to talk about, did she clean the house? Did you even say hello to her today? Did you even did you rub her feet while you got her rubbing yours and running your shower? Are you taking care of each other?
Yes.
I
think it's all just a front. That's why you can't live you can't have a relationship based on social media. Social media, it's a hype. I feel like social media is a hype. Relationships, all of that, like, it's basically like a hype. It just hype people up. But in reality, people be really, like, not all about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot of people in a relationship, they look good together on Facebook, but behind Facebook, they about themselves. Like, I looked good in that photo, huh, babe? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, babe, like, look at my face. You see how smooth my skin look? But I thought it was about us. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the generation we live in.
We live in. For real. Because, look, let me tell y'all something. You're so right, because folks be up there, look what I did. Look what I did. And I always tell people, I said, even sometimes people will spend money on you just so they could tell somebody they spent it. But you so razzle-dazzle and think that that's about me. That's love. That wasn't love. That was them perpetrating front. Like they always
Do.
So guess what? Oh, he bought me a new ring. Look at my ring. Girl, he knew you was going to put that on social media. And guess what? It wasn't about you. It was about him. But like I said, but that goes back to getting real in your relationship. You got to know who you get. Why did you really do that? You know, why are you talking about us on Facebook and talking about how, and you posting all the nice pictures? Why don't you post that one when you cuss me out? How my face look after you cuss me out? Post that one.
Yeah.
Post the one after you told me I was a raggedy mess. Post it.
That's
you know.
Like, literally.
I'm just saying. That's funny.
I agree.
But people are living, I'm telling you, people are living. I have never, it's like a generation of folk that live on Facebook. It is amazing. I tell people sometimes, Facebook is a website. You know that, right? You know it's not real life. You know it's not real, you know. But, hey, some people are addicted. Let's look at this. He got another one, y'all. I got to read this one now. He said, even the most independent woman wants a man she can count on. Come on, ladies. How y'all feel about that? Let me read these comments. Hold on. Before we go into that, let's read these comments. All right. I've been dealing with life trauma every day. My mom helped me through a lot of my problems. A lot of my problems is just something you can't heal from. Okay. So we'll keep that in prayer. Well, it's sometimes I can't forget. I know you should forgive, but if you see the person that harmed you, it's hard to forgive. She's talking about healing. Mm-hmm. But my inbox is available if you need me for counseling, because we can work through all of that.
You know what? I want to comment on that.
Go ahead.
And I understand. The only reason why it's hard for people to heal, because the very thing that they trying to heal from, they still holding on to it.
Yeah.
And it is hard because you still holding on to that pain. And as long as you hold on to what happened to you, it's going to continue to affect you. It's going to still continue to give you those same emotions that happened to you a long time ago. So in order for you to make it easy for you to heal, let it go. Cause it ain't doing nothing. It's not doing nothing for you to continue to hold on to it. Yeah. So why would you want to hold on to something, or why you want to keep remembering, or why do you want to keep reminiscing on something that's painful to you? Right.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's hard for you to be healed because it's hard for you to let go.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I didn't want to do it, but we got to go. We got to go in there. We got to go on in this dark place.
Yes.
That is so true. And we don't understand that we give the enemy power like that. He hoping exactly. that you hold on to it. He hoping that you say, I just can't let it go. Because he's saying, okay, now I got a dark place where I can set up a residence in your life. Mm-hmm. And I can sabotage you whenever I want to. Because exactly. you're still holding on to something that belongs to me. It's right. very important that you let it go. You start a process of where I say, okay, I forgive you. It's not easy. I'll be real with you. It's not easy. And it's a process for some people, depending on what it is. But let me tell y'all something about me. When I realized that I was holding myself in a pattern, I let it go quick.
Right.
I said, I let it go quick. I picked up the phone and started calling and say, hey, I forgive you. I didn't care if they accepted it, because it wasn't about if they accepted it. It was about me being free. It was about right. me not letting anything have any type of power over my life. I'm going to tell you like God showed it to me. He said, as long as you hold that stuff, the devil has a stick to hit you with. You got to take the stick out of the devil's hand. The way you do that is forgive. The way you do that is release yourself from it.
That's it. Release yourself from it.
Release completely. Yourself.
Right.
And I know, oh, I see this coming. I see them at family gatherings. See, that's the thing. I'm going to tell you, and this is, I'm just telling you the truth. The reason God is allowing you to see this person like this, because you have to confront it. You have to, it's like it's a fear that's on the inside of you that can only be conquered if you confront that situation. You pull that person to the side. I know you don't want to, you got to. And it doesn't matter what they say back to you. You got to fix your heart. You got to say, Lord, fix my heart. That I do what I need to do, regardless of what they say back to me. Shield me, protect me, but I need to get released from this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be healed. Because mm-hmm. this right here is affecting this, and this. And you got to see, hey, is it worth everything that it's costing you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it? It's not worth it.
Absolutely. It's not worth it. Absolutely not. It is completely not worth it. And then you got to think about this too. Like, if I'm holding on or to somebody, or if I'm upset or angry at somebody for hurting me, how much power does this person have over me? Because it takes a lot of energy for you to hate and to be upset or to be mad or angry. That's a feeling. It deals with your mental state. It deals with your emotion. It deals with your health. Like, unforgiveness kills you. People don't know this, but unforgiveness kills you slowly. Because what happens is that unforgiveness causes a certain type of seed to be planted in your heart. And you're living with this thing. You constantly, you know, it's so embedded and deep in you that you can't let it go. So it's basically like a drug. Unforgiveness is a drug, a harmful drug. As a matter of fact, if I had to give this drug a name, I would call it crack. I would call it crack because once that crack contaminates you, it starts to kill you slowly. Some people don't even recover from being having a crack addiction. Unforgiveness is a crack addiction. If that's how I can put it. It's a real bad crack addiction, and it kills you slowly. And as long as you have this addiction, as long as you keep holding on to this unforgiveness, you begin to lose energy. You begin to get weary. You begin to become very vulnerable. You become angry, and now you become deceitful and revengeful. You get what I'm saying?
All of that.
But why would you want to continue to live like that? Why would you want to give that to somebody that much power over you where you can't forgive them?
My God.
I'm not giving that much authority.
I know anybody. That's right.
I gotta go to sleep at night. I'm not gonna have nobody on my mind weighing on me all day, all night, every day because of what they did to me. Forget you.
Uh-huh.
Forget you. I forgive you. I got to move on with my life because I still got to be about my destiny. I can't sit here and let you contaminate my body because of something you did, you know, a long time ago. I forgive you. I got to move on with my life. And then what's happening is as long as you holding on to that thing, it's blocking you. It's blocking you from moving forward. It's blocking you to even receive what God has in store for you next because you have yet to let go. Why can God can't give you anything new if you can't let go the old?
Oh, Lord have mercy. You ain't made space. You haven't made space for it. Oh, my God. It's time. It's time to let it go.
Let it go.
Hallelujah.
It's let it go.
This right here tonight, right now, it's time to let it go. It's time to say, you know what? Huh. You have served me no purpose. You have stayed too long. You have stayed too long. You have been revealed, and it's time for you to go. And you have to do that. You have to do it. You have to do it because, like she said, it's crippling. It's a crippling thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And not only does it mess with your health, but even in, I used to find myself when I was not operating in forgiveness, I used to find myself, every conversation I would have with people would lead right back to that topic, would lead right back to that experience, would lead right back to, you get what I'm saying? It was like, it took even control of my conversation. It took control of my emotion. It took control of how I heard things. And interpret things, how I saw things. I always thought somebody was trying to do me in. I always thought, you know, and when I released that, when I asked God to take that out of my heart and he delivered me, I could see clearly. Y'all ever heard that song, I can see clearly now that the rain is gone? But unforgiveness and all and rejection and all that stuff, it clouds how you view things. It clouds how you hear things. You get what I'm saying? It's like you're missing out on a whole lot in life because of that crippling thing. So, amen. Right.
Let's get healed. Let's be healed. Let's act healed. Let's work on the process of getting healed for real. Like, don't sit there
and walk in it.
Yes, like don't sit there and let somebody hold you hostage. Don't let that thing that you're dealing with hold you hostage because it causes you to walk in fear. You fear of moving and into the next thing because you still holding on to the old thing.
Yeah.
Unforgiveness causes fear. Mm. It causes a whole, as a matter of fact, it just comes with a whole lot of other stuff.
Yeah. It screws so much stuff up. And then when you get delivered from it, you look back and say, man, I could have been. What did say the devil do? He come to steal, kill, and destroy. He'll steal dreams. He'll steal vision. He'll steal businesses. He'll steal spouses. He don't have no respect of thievery. Come on.
No,
he gonna, whatever, whatever is that, look, He gonna snatch it. Whatever happens, he gonna try to snatch it. He gonna try to destroy it. Your patience, all kinds of stuff. So, like I say, is it worth holding on to? It's not. It's not. Let it go. Let it go. You know, it's not. Oh, we had a good show tonight. Oh, we down to 10 minutes already. Oh, this show was good. Special thanks to JD's Man Cave for the topics for tonight. And JD will be talking about those topics on JD's Man Cave Saturday. He promised me he's going to do his show. I'm trying to get us ready for our Roku channel. Before I go and put that investment into that Roku channel, I have to make sure my hosts are coming on their shows and everybody is doing, because I'm not going to, invest if I can't get people to be what they need to be. Like I said, we're moving forward. God is taking us to higher heights.
That's it.
No, I need it. I'm good. Yeah, so I've had a good show with you guys tonight. I hope something was said that was a blessing. So, Lori, what's your closing remark?
I just want to say that I love you guys. I love Sisters United. I love everybody who's watching. Tiffany, thank you for being so consistent and coming on every day and just listening to us talk. We love it. It's good to have feedback. If you're watching, say something in the comments. Don't just watch. We want to know what you have to say. We want to know what's going on in your mind. We want to know your comments. Like, this is not just our talk show. This is your talk show, too. Be involved. But see us again next Wednesday, same time, 8 o'clock. I'm out.
Thank you, Alicia. Thank you, Tiff. Thank you, Jane. And thank you for those that did not come in, but you love, like, make sure you go to our YouTube channel, which is the My Gospel Soul Network. Like, follow, and subscribe. Make sure that you hit that bell for notifications for when we go live, okay? Because we have some awesome shows on the lineup for the My Gospel Soul Network. Hopefully soon, we'll be introducing a new podcast called Busting Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle and Prophetess Tebow. All right? Saturday, don't forget to tune in to JD's Man Cave at 7 p.m. with none other than James Daniel. And when I say he don't cut no corners, that's a grown man show. You know, so if you get on that, if you watch that show, don't be getting mad. That's grown men do what grown men do, and then they say what they need to say. So we love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Tiff, we are available for you if you need us. Inbox us, call us. Facebook makes everything possible. We love you all. And good night.
Good night.